Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Tanya Jones, nutrition specialist with the Carbon School District. And we're going to be talking about what you can expect from school lunches throughout this upcoming academic year. Tanya, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to be here.
And, you know, it's always fun when school rolls around. We talk about it at the start of summer with the summer lunch programs, how important that school lunch is for a lot of students across the district. And now they get to have it, they're back in the classroom, they get to have it at schools. And this year, free and reduced lunch making a return, always a very beneficial program to kids in our area.
Yeah, that program is one of the best, just to help make sure that everybody is getting a good, well-balanced meal. So it's perfect for any families. And to apply is not that hard. You just go to linkconnect.com and fill out the website, go there and fill it in, and it's very, very simple. So, and they just pretty much ask you your basic information plus your salary, and that's about it. So it's perfect.
And, you know, even if you do not qualify for free and reduced lunch, I mean, the price point that you're going to be able to get these lunches at, you're not going to be able to find that anywhere
No.
else, especially in today's day and age. This is an affordable way to keep these students fed.
Yes, it's perfect. Because like in elementary, for a full price lunch is only $2.40. The high school is $2.75 and the middle school is $2.65. So that's, I mean, you're getting a well-balanced meal just for that.
Now let's talk about what is actually in these meals, because you guys have put a very strong emphasis on making these meals not only good tasting, but also nutritious. What can they expect from a school lunch, an average school lunch across the district?
So an average school lunch, you will always have a fruit and two vegetables, or one vegetable with a larger amount of serving size in it. But there's always a fruit and a vegetable. So that's one of the things that we really like the kids to take, is a fruit or a vegetable. And then we always have a meat or a meat alternative and a grain with all the meals. So we try to have a well-balanced, you know, fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, you know, things that will help those students stay focused and be able to learn, because they're getting all the nutrients that they need.
You know, you come to learn that it's extremely hard to focus if you are
yes.
working on an empty stomach.
Yes.
And for these kids especially, they need to be active mm-hmm. and engaged in these things. And this is a great
yep.
way to ensure that that's happening in our classrooms.
Yes. Yeah. And another great thing is this year the legislature has passed another bill. So anybody that qualifies for reduced lunches will also get free for just the lunch. You'll still pay the 30 cents for breakfast, but the lunch will be free. So it's a beneficial if they will just apply just to make it, because you are getting it free this year as well. So that's a perfect, great thing for that the legislator did this year.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, normally I talk down on the state legislature,
yeah.
but this is something that it's so important for
mm-hmm.
kids across the state. I love how they continue to prioritize making
yep.
sure that these kids are healthy and fed. And you and I were talking beforehand, you guys have a few new options coming
yeah,
to the
district.
Yeah,
we've got some
year.
New ones, which we're really, really excited about. So we're getting, this year we're doing what's called a ramen bowl, which they actually have ramen noodles. They're whole grain, but they are ramen noodles. So they look just like a normal ramen noodle. And then the kids get to come through and pick what vegetables they want in their ramen bowl. So that one we are super, super excited about. So make sure you look for the menu for that one, because that's a great one. Also this year, we've got new chicken products. So we are getting Gold Creek, and they have a line of chicken that is very similar to Chick-fil-A. So it has a little bit of that dill flavor in it. So we're super, super excited to try this and see what the kids think. It's very, very good product. So it's so fun that we get to add a different line and try something new. So we encourage all students to come and try.
No, I'm sitting over here. I'm really jealous right
yeah,
now.
I it's mean, good.
Just the ramen bar alone, you had me hooked. But then
yep.
The chicken products, this is so exciting for
yeah.
kids across the district.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the biggest stereotypes you hear about school lunch is, oh, it just doesn't taste good. And that's just not the case from what we've
no.
been seeing. It's something that you guys have continually worked to make sure it's the best it can be for these
yeah.
students.
Yeah, it's harder with the reduced sodium, but we're starting to add a lot more spices to the food to try to band-aid that, or to make it so that it adds that little bit of flavor back. So it's actually really pretty good. So we're learning to use that less sodium and make it work better with other spices that we can use that really benefit our program. So it's perfect.
And you know, the hard work shows that you guys have truly made leaps and bounds in the taste and the nutritional value of these meals. It's always exciting to see. And then, like you mentioned, you have a new app that you can register for free and reduce lunch. You also have the website that you guys have, and it's easy as can be to navigate.
Absolutely. Just go on to the Carbon School District site and then go to departments and go to Food and Nutrition Services, and it's right there on the very top. You can click on it, and it's very, very simple.
Now, Tanya, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
We just hope that we see a lot more students come in and eat and take advantage of these cheaper meals that are very, very healthy.
And, you know, with some of the options you presented today, I think they should be lining up in droves to make sure they try these out.
Me too.
Tanya, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Yep, thank you.
Again, our guest Tanya Jones, and we're talking about child nutrition in the Carbon School District. Lots of exciting things coming their way this academic year. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.